High school senior Ayla Keller and her classmates put on blue coveralls to go to their first class. The Juno Douglas High School Yada Akafle seniors jack up a Honda SUV and lay an oil pan on the ground beneath it.
I think it's just a great starting point for my career.
They are the first class to take Diesel 101, an intro class that lets high school students learn the basics for a trades career. The course is in partnership with the University of Alaska Southeast School of Career Education. That means they get college credits for changing oil. In the class, students learn the basics of tool and engine identification, electrical work, and heavy-duty diesel mechanics. The district debuted the course as young people are rethinking the value of traditional bachelor degrees.
Yeah, I think it's just a really good intro to diesel because we're learning the basics that we'll need in any diesel mechanics, like, field.
Keller has already been accepted into a handful of colleges, but wants a career that's hands-on, like her dad and grandfather, who are both mechanics. That's why when she saw the Juno School District offering the new class, she jumped at the opportunity.
By working my butt off, I've been able to have good grades in this class and be able to finish a bunch of projects.
Alaska struggles to maintain a steady working age population. There are simply more job openings than what can be filled. That has a lot to do with out-migration. Corey Ortiz is the dean of the School of Career Education at UAS. He says the diesel mechanics industry is no exception.
There's a lot of very high-wage jobs out there in power tech and diesel. And so we have a couple of big partners with the mines. They have a hard time finding people locally.
Diesel 101 could open up industry opportunities for Juno students. Alaska's mineral mining industry flourished throughout the pandemic and is expected to continue to grow over the next decade. The Hecla Greens Creek Mine is Juno's most prominent and profitable employer, and it just got the green light for an expansion that could extend mine operations for up to another 18 years. Ortiz says he thinks a big part of the labor shortage in the field is because students might not know there's opportunities out there like this class. That's why he wanted to collaborate with the high school to offer it.
I believe that we need to be exposing students to the technical education classes as early as we can, as early as developmentally appropriate for students, and get them into the pathways early and get them really immersed in some direction that will lead them to a meaningful career.
Parents were concerned that their students would miss out on opportunities when Juno's high school and middle schools consolidated at the start of the school year. But Diesel 101 is a new opportunity, and it's been popular. The Diesel class has 18 students and a waiting list. It was mostly filled by word of mouth. Trevor Fritz is the instructor and an assistant professor of power technology at the university. He says offering new and alternative learning opportunities like this one is crucial for high school students. That's especially the case as the cost of a traditional four-year degree keeps rising. And young people are looking for another path to get a well-paying job.
There's such a great need. There's such a huge need for trades and for skilled professionals in all these fields.
Carter Harrelston is a senior in the class. While holding an oil pan in his hand, he says he's not sure what he wants to do after he graduates. But he likes the class and might look into a job as a mechanic after taking it.
I've learned like a lot of stuff, like oil change for that, just to know where all the parts of an engine are, but need to look and fix my own engine. And yeah, just basic maintenance stuff, that's good to know.
The district plans to continue to offer the class in the coming years and expand to offer more. For students like Harrelston, classes like these can help them make their first steps into the trades and the adult world with a few new skills under their belt. In Juno, I'm Clarice Larson.